Mishnah Tes. Although we just said that in general, something which is Tzorech HaMoyeid, for the sake of Yom Tov, can only be done if it is a Maisa Hedyot, if it's done in an unprofessional way, but not if it's a Maisa Umon, if it's done in a professional, skilled manner, this coming Mishnah teaches us that when it comes to food preparation, we are more lenient. And even if it's something which is a Maisa Umon, and even if it requires a Tircha Meruba, a large amount of effort, it is still permitted as long as it is for the sake of food. Ma'amidin tanur, one can set up a oven. A tanur is a cone-shaped oven which is more narrow at the top, and as it goes down it becomes more wide. The kirayim and a stove. Kirayim refers to a stove with space for two pots. The rechayim and a millstone. For crushing grain, one can set up these things b'moyed on chol ha'moyed, even though they are a ma'aseh uman. And even though it's a tircha meruba, since it's for the sake of food, it is permitted. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein chabshin esarichaim batchila." It is forbidden to make marks in the stones of the millstone to begin with. Meaning, if there is a millstone which is new, the way that it works is that you have two stones, quite large stones, and one of them stays still, and the other stone moves around and crushes the grain which is placed in between the two stones. Now, for the millstone to work well, the stones can't be smooth, and so they would make lots of marks and grooves in the stones in order that they work better. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since that requires a lot of effort and also skill to make the right marks so that the millstone works in an effective way, it is therefore forbidden on Chol HaMoed. And the reason may be that this requires a lot of effort. To make these marks in the stones, which is very, very hard, this requires a very large amount of effort, and it is therefore forbidden, even if it is the Tzorech HaMoed, even if it is for the sake of Yom Tov.